InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Dear ICE, here's a message from your friendly neighborhood leftist. Not all of us are going to stop at snowballs in the future. So maybe think twice before you just start randomly shooting into vehicles. And some of us aren't just going to randomly fire into things. Some of us actually know how to aim. So, you don't have to take my advice if you don't want to. But I'm pretty sure we're going to hit a tipping point pretty soon. And if you guys don't reconsider your tactics, you're going to start going home in body bags. Or Ziploc bags. I really don't give a shit either way.
I literally have hundreds of clips of leftists saying they're going to start shooting and killing ICE. Now, they've been saying this all last year already, but now they're intensifying. Now, you know, even before President Trump was reelected, I hammered this plan, and I said they would specifically use immigration raids as the trigger to claim Trump's a dictator and launch a violent uprising. Because they produce movies about it. It's in the Podesta plan. And they're doing it. And the left knows that most cities are controlled by Soros DAs and judges and mayors and governors. So they believe this is a communist takeover. They are actual communists, most of them. They're read in on it. And they believe even if they spend some time in jail in the interim, they'll be released and be heroes and be given powerful positions in the new dictatorship. I can show you their training manuals, their training videos, all of it. The woman that was blocking ICE and driving in front of him and then tried to run over the officer and hit him, the ICE agent, Miss Good, it turns out had hammer and sickles, Antifa, anti-ICE stickers on her car, and they've confirmed, even local news has admit, that she was part of a training group at her child's school. That's the Department of Education for you. Turning out their new army of soccer moms. And then I have new videos every few hours all over the country. Not just ICE, now when liberal women, mainly white women, see any type of federal officer, even in a parking lot or anywhere, they just block their cars and get in their faces. And you see tow trucks coming in and grabbing federal vehicles. I mean, it's all a bunch of wannabe do-gooders that believe they're actually fighting Hitler. Renee Nicole Wood was a Minneapolis ICE watch warrior. Yeah, she had a sticker on her car, too, that said Antifa Super Soldier. We have video of it coming up. Who trained to resist the feds, who are simply following federal law. Trump has deportations ratcheted up to 1/4 of what Obama did and about half of what his previous record was. Because back then, Obama had inherited a huge enforcement system. And back then, they knew that was unpopular. You can't flood the country that bad. So they would actually deport people. Now, Trump's trying to ramp up his system, and it's intensifying, but we have all these mayors, all these governors, all these police chiefs, all these prosecutors saying, get the F out of our towns. You're Hitler. We see you here. We're coming after you. Then you've got all these paramilitary types out there with body armor and saying, I'm a veteran. Second Amendment. That's what it's for. Take out ICE. So this is it, and I'm going to explain what comes next. Now we enter false flag zone. We'll be right back in 60 seconds.
traditions, pure delight. Optimal human beef tallow treats meals just right. Cook strong at high heat with a taste so bright. So get yourself to the Alex Jones store. Support the crew and the InfoWars.
Wake up, folks! Spread this message! The globalist machine is tightening the chains, and they're after your freedoms!
The Podesta plan is in operation!
Don't worry, it's safe and effective.
Don't you just love my GMO potatoes?
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is unfolding before our very eyes. We must question everything.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, it took the Democrat Globalist Party, the Communist Party, the BlackRock Party, 11 and a half months to finally get one dead agitator activist. Hundreds of rammings, dozens of shootings, Border Patrol killed, ICE wounded, rocks bouncing off their heads, their vehicles being shot up countless times, almost total news blackout, Antifa, Trantifa shooting up their vans, killing illegals that are in the back because they're too stupid to know to shoot at the front. Let's not give them tips, though. All of this, and they finally get one woman whose wife is now public and is in the videos, getting out of her car, so proud of her wife, who traveled hours to get there from another town, to then drive around blocking ICE. And when they try to come over to talk to her, she ran over one of them. He bounces off the front of the hood, shoots her. And the corporate media days later still won't show the frontal and side shots. Anderson Cooper last night was showing like a ring camera from the side and saying, we don't know why she was pulling in front of vehicles and driving around. Who knows? Maybe she was looking for something. And they don't show you the footage of her running into him at high speed. So it's a deadly weapon, 3,000 pounds. It is a good shoot, as they say. And the guy 6 months ago got all these stitches on his arm and leg, drug hundreds and hundreds of yards by an illegal alien criminal gangbanger who had a huge rap sheet. So that notice you never heard about that. That's the level of violence they're under. ICE is the underdog. ICE is David. The 40 million illegals brought in under Obama and then Biden, about 20 million under Biden. It's not 11 like they say. Border Patrol has released the real numbers. Large portions of them are hardened criminals. And you got 10,000 ICE agents. It'd been cut in border enforcement and internal enforcement to 5,000. Trump's scaled it up in a year to 10. It's about to go to 20. You got big federal funding in Congress and the big, beautiful bill. When they're done, they plan to have 50,000. That's 50,000 against 40 million. And then all the wine aunts and all the soccer moms and all the rainbow-haired crazy ladies who at their leftist churches and at the schools and the colleges everywhere, we've showed you the training videos, say, we're going to kill ICE before this happened. And they are just ramming their vehicles and running them over and all of it. And these women believe they are heroes. And they say, anybody who wants to come here can be here. Then they find out they're kicking kids out of their own public schools to house illegal aliens at public schools. And people show up in Chicago and Minneapolis, you know, all over. And I've got the videos. Yesterday I didn't get to. We should play it. And the teachers go, oh, we're calling the police, private property. You can't be here. And the guy's like, no, I identify as a migrant. So, oh, they're all about their walls and their control, but you don't get yours. So here's the deal. You know, I called this, and it wasn't hard to call. That's been my extreme frustration. It's the Podesta plan. It's all their other public statements. It's all the movies they produced in the last few years building up to this civil war, one battle after the next. And they tried to get this going in the spring. They tried to get it going in the summer. So much violence, so many assaults, so much ramming, firing guns at them, taking over L.A., raining concrete blocks down the police and feds' heads. And by a miracle, none of these leftists ever got killed. And you've seen the footage in L.A. where you'd have ice driving 50 miles an hour down the road, and people would just run out and jump in front of the vehicles and then bounce off and break their legs, and the news would announce, ICE just ran over a man, and then a day later, the video comes out. They're just driving down the road to crazy purpose and just, rah, jumps in front. And then you've got all of the MSNBC and Axios and articles about we need blood. We need somebody to kill. We need ICE to kill some of our people. And so they literally send out on their millions of emails through all the different Soros groups. We've shown them to you. We need you to get aggressive. We need one of you to be a martyr. Just who knows who it'll be, but we need you to get out there. We need you to get killed. I'm going to show you the articles and videos. I mean, look, I know these women are stupid and think they're these angels, but, I mean, they know what they're doing. And the feds have been told, and they're doing constitutional duty, to be extremely restrained, but not to die. But the left is asking their people, go out and suicide by cop so we can play victim. So now we're, what, 3 days into this? 4 days, going to 4 days, and you don't see any channel but Fox, that's mainstream media, showing that she's, quote, an Antifa super soldier, that she's part of Ice Watch, that she's a, quote, mommy warrior. They're still just showing back shots saying, look, he killed her for no reason. That is premeditated agitation, is beyond yelling fire in a theater. And I have literally dozens of the most insane videos from Maine to Oregon to Washington to Illinois to Texas to New York. And they're all like, this guy's a murderer. He murdered her. Remember her name. Be a good person and get out in the streets right now. I shouldn't be in this city. It's all illegal. You get the hell out of here. And Walz is like, let's be peaceful, but I got the National Guard. I may use them to counter the feds. We haven't had to do this since 1863 at the start of the Civil War, when Minnesota was in the front line. What? That's the opposite. This is rogue states with Soros, Democrat-controlled DAs, mayors, governors, judges, doing the same thing that the Democrats did back in 1863, just like I've been saying. Trump's 100% following the law. All the courts have agreed. My God, they focus mainly on illegal aliens that have giant rap sheets. Remember all the crimes the guy that was convicted of, that the cop that shot this lady 6 months ago got run over by? What was it, like pedophilia and armed robbery? I mean, it's like, what the hell? He had drugged hundreds and hundreds of yards with stitches all over his arms and legs and body. And then here comes somebody again trying to hit him. And you just hit me, lady, with a 3,000-pound weapon. That's the same thing as walking out in the town square and you got your gun and they got their gun in the Old West. And you pull that vehicle, you ram that vehicle, that's the same as pulling your gun, lady, and pulling the trigger. Well, you had a problem because the ICE agent that they're doxing or demonizing, Jonathan Ross, had a big iron on his hip. And can you imagine the adventures he's had in the last year out there? Reportedly, he's had a bunch of other commendations and other stuff. I mean, can you imagine the adventure these men and women are on? I mean, I can't even play. I see hundreds of videos a day of, like, they're just walking, water bottle bounces off their head. They're just driving by. Boom, 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 boom. They shoot their vehicle up. Tranty fuck kills a Border Patrol agent. Serial killer groups out. Three different ICE facilities have been shot up in the last 6 months in Texas alone, and no one even knows about it. Every few hours, this comes out. Feds fire shots as illegal alien rams the agent's vehicle, bites officer in St. Paul. See, this is just now coming out. I didn't even know about this. And they tell them, they're Nazis, go get them. And now it's being reported that you'll have federal marshals doing a raid on a drug dealer that isn't even an illegal alien. You'll see it. It happened in Fort Worth a few weeks ago. It also happened in Minnesota about a month ago. And just people go, what are you doing? And they're like serving a warrant. And then here come people just screaming and yelling at them. They're so dumb, they don't even know it's not ICE. I mean, again, as I said a million times, when the feds were being trained for gun confiscation and martial law, and it was insiders that gave us the intel and the documents, we weren't against the government existence. We were against unconstitutional operations. These operations are 100% constitutional. They're doing their duty, and they're the underdog. 10,000 of them against 40 million illegal aliens and 50, 60, 70 million foaming at the mouth leftists? The 300 in Greece fighting the 300,000 of the Persians was less of an underdog. I'm serious. I mean, like, this is ridiculous. So I'm always with the underdogs. Everybody knows that. But they're phrasing it dictator, all this stuff. And Trump just puts a few hundred National Guard here and there to create the illusion of control. I'm just being honest with the audience. Just like you put up a scarecrow so the crows don't, you know, eat the corn. Or you put up a, you know, fake owl at your business so all the birds don't come around and crap on it, you know, the car dealership or whatever. I mean, the truth is, if the communists uprise and really start shooting and killing everybody, it's going to have to be the law enforcement, the citizens, the good sheriffs, and we're going to have to get organized and go to war with them. I don't want that, but they're going to try to frame everything as they're the victims while they're running around killing everybody, and the military isn't going to be able to take care of it. The military could go in and take out the Democrat leaders. But the problem is they've got a communist cell system like Islam where they've already given the order for these uprisings. So even if they launch this and they do send in, you know, Army Special Operations and the Navy SEALs and the rest of it to, you know, go in and grab the globalist leaders and then take them for helicopter rides, the enemy's already fired its order. So you have to understand we're going to have to contend with a major communist uprising. And you better believe people like me got a big-ass target on our ass. So everybody knows, folks, I don't hype stuff. I don't need to hype this, believe me. This is an actual decades in the making Soros Democrat Party New World Order takeover plan. It's official. It's there. I told you. They tried to launch it in the spring. They tried to launch it in the summer and failed, blowing up all the Teslas and Tim Walz's guy killing the Democrats so they can false flag and blame it on Trump supporters and me. And he even writes a letter. They confirm. He said, no, I work for Walz and a false flag. And now Vance has created this task force. But the DOJ, and you know Todd Blanchard will just sit on top of it, destroy everything like he always does. But to go after all the tens of billions stolen, it's like now it's like $90 billion in California and $24 billion in Minnesota and $38 billion we know of in New York. I mean, and if you think the Somalis are getting even the majority of that, you know, it's come out in court cases, but the courts never want to look at that. Oh, 70% is getting shoveled somewhere else. Why do you think all over the country, Democrat judges, when juries find these Somalis guilty red-handed, cases, healthcare facility, $8 million to a P.O. box. No customers, no nothing. Jury convicts him. Judge says, sorry, overturned. Not enough evidence when it was the most clear evidence ever. Because they're protecting their bosses above them. And that's the thing you got to understand. The Democrats act confident because they're cornered. They are painted into a corner. Their backs are against the wall. They're fully committed because they've committed so much crime. They have nothing to lose. And still the average populist or Christian or conservative, you know, like, oh, yeah, the left's crazy. Okay, it's a political fight. Yeah, they're dangerous. But, oh, you know, we'll never really have a full communist takeover. We'll never have a full war with Russia. We'll never. No, the hell we won't. And we have Trump trying to reassert basic control constitutionally, basic law and order, with the spoiled brat lunatic leftist running around everywhere, so confident that you can go on X, because once you watch one, it'll just start feeding them to you. Hundreds of videos and public officials calling for violence against ICE. I mean, it's illegal. And then you got New York, L.A., Portland, Seattle. I have videos. We'll play right now. Where they say, we are going to kill all ICE. We're going to burn them down. We're going to kill them all. Quote, kill them all. So the commies have adopted Marine Corps chants. Yeah, well, you're like charging up a hill, and you got an actual enemy. Don't get your killer instinct going, or you're dead. That's fighting other men in a war. Not, oh, we're just going to run around and kill all the Trump supporters. See, kill them all, burn them all, show no mercy, kill, 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 get up and fight, kill Christy Noem, she will hang. And these are tens of thousands of people in New York and other cities. And they got all these sickos like this guy. And all these other paramilitary guys about how, oh, I'm going to kill you. I'm coming to get you. This guy is openly calling for violence. He's openly saying he's going to engage in violence. He's openly doing it. And you know he's in some jurisdiction with a Soros judge. He probably hangs out with him, probably works for him. God knows what he's involved in, what he's doing. At a certain point, you guys want the gloves off. You're going to get them off, son. You think you got that judge protecting? You sit there acting so tough. You better hope your civil war doesn't kick off, boy. Because I'll guarantee you, those of you that have stuck your heads up like that, you're going to get exactly what you're looking for. These people are the scum of the earth. Your sworn enemies. They will put you in a camp and rape your wife in front of you like that. They know what they're doing. They are consciously evil. This is their takeover. They hate hard-working good people. They've tried to divide and conquer us. Go ahead and start rolling some of the clips, and I'll go into the next segment with them. Here they are in New York, everywhere else, just murder, murder, kill all the feds, kill all the ICE, kill, kill, kill. I mean, you've got actual armies, and they're all bureaucrats and professors and scum and pedophiles, and they're all, oh, our Second Amendment's to kill you. And I even saw Jesse Ventura. He used to be a better guy. I think his mind's gone. Everyone should be made to take the shot. I saw him out praising, you know, the people standing up to ICE and saying, back when I was governor, we needed warrants to arrest people. They're court orders. It's not warrants when it's an illegal alien and they've already been in the federal court. It's a court order. You know, like a restraining order or an arrest order, it's stronger than a search warrant. But now, just for everybody, ICE will get warrants as well, just to make it cutesy-footsy. I can't believe it. They're Nazis. Our country, these people are the enemy. He's all like Parkinson out. I'm saying it's Parkinson's. It's just sad, man. Hey, to Jesse's wife, who's a nice person, and Tyrell, really nice son, I like you guys, you got to keep Pop off the TV, man. This is illegal. These are Nazis. This is... No, it's all completely legal. You're going to get more people killed. Really, really. Jesse Ventura, he goes, I love Tim Walz. Oh, he's so nice now. So sad, man. Because I like Jesse. There's no warrants. He just kept saying, there's no warrants. God, these people, man. He can't be that stupid. No, I think his mind's gone. He made documentary TV shows with me about forced injections and not having medical tyranny, and then years later, he's like, I think everyone should be made to have the shot. They've just given over to this. I saw that clip earlier this morning, and I like literally like I hit the stomach because, you know, I don't really love Jesse, but I like him and used to be friends with him. And I was just, what? He's pure. He's drinking the Kool-Aid, folks. He drank the whole pitcher. He's basically the Kool-Aid man at this point. All right, I'm sorry. Go to the Channing, murder everybody. Then this woman's part of one of these groups of Antifa super soldiers with hammers and sickles on her car, and she's out there doing all this, trying to ram them, and they're all, she didn't do anything. She's just a mom. She's not even a devil. Yeah, just like, we're supposed to just buy all your lies when it's all part of a globalist plan to take the country down. You have all these sinister sickos like, I got my gun. I'm coming to kill you. Ice, here's Johnny. And they brought in all the illegals to steal the elections, to steal our vote. And, I mean, this is targeting us. And I love the fact that Hispanic Americans, Black Americans, White Americans are all coming together and just not buying this. And the numbers show this is a really bad deal for the Democrats. But they still got a false flag planned. Oh, they're going to mow down a big demonstration soon. Guaranteed. And claim some Trump supporter did it. And that's when they really start burning stuff down and killing ICE. And then it's off the races. And this guy that bet against America, let's show him again. Let's go to break. I'll come back with all this. This guy that bet against America, all these people. You're not too smart, are you there, pal? They're all just so loving and good. Oh, we're going to kill you. Oh, I'm a better shot than you. Oh, you killed an innocent woman. Oh, ICE is willing to take you out, but you want to take them out? And it's all part of a globalist plan. This woman doxing where he lives. Oh, get his family. Yes, get the ICE officer's family. Oh, my gosh, he got run over and drugged before and stitches all over his body for arresting a convicted pedophile and robber. How dare him go out and get drugged 6 months ago? And how dare him, when this woman's blocking him in and driving around recklessly, walk up and ask her to please stop, and she tries to run him over and he bounces off the hood and shoots her. How dare him? And the corporate media in unison will lie. I will never show you the footage of it happening because they're your enemy. And they're all just foaming at the mouth. I can tell you how many times I've had leftists walk into me in a restaurant and go, I'm going to kill you and your family. Yeah, you want to do something? I just look at them and say, go ahead then, dude. Meanwhile, I've just reached into my waistband and I've got a gun pointed up to the table at them. I'm like, Han Solo. Guido, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic-based compounds that are in it that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new product, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take this, it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers I knew, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else it's doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
The Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalist. Get ultra methylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Now, we're going to cover the domestic threat funded by the globalists here in just a moment, but then the foreign threat, well, the heart of the beast, the UN globalist system. Did you know 2 days ago, Trump signed an executive order effectively pulling us out of the UN? This is so massive, it's not getting any attention. The expert on the New World Order, globalism, the head of the John Birch Society, and the head of the New American Magazine, if you want truth, if you want no BS, as accurate as it gets, it's coming up. People ask how I know all this stuff. More than anything, that publication in their books, which I just grew up around both sides of the family everywhere. And my family all knew it was true because they'd been involved in a lot of stuff. It wasn't like they were really learning it from that. They already knew it was true, so they were learning more. So that's coming up. And then we're going to have Kyle Rittenhouse in studio with us for several hours covering the waterfront. And this goes to full civil war. It's going to be the Kyle Rittenhouses that are going to be able to save many communities because these blue cities, the police are under globalist control and are going to basically stand down. And that's why the communists are so arrogant and feel so powerful about themselves. So it's confirmed that she was a, quote, Antifa super soldier, Antifa super soldier stickers, hammers and sickles. I've got video of that. We'll get to it. That she was at the public school for elementary student, trained and radicalized the last few years. Her husband died. She became a lesbian. Her and her wife went out to LARP. And her wife came out and said, oh, it's my fault. I took her out there. Well, yeah, I'm glad you're honest about that. Because she's blocking their vehicles, getting in front of them. They just come over and like, hey, we want to talk to you. And she tries to ram him, hits him, and she's dead. And you can say, well, this guy almost got killed 6 months ago. Maybe he was a little jumpy. But, I mean, you're getting hit and bouncing off the hood of a car. That's an assault with a deadly weapon. Somebody swings a hatchet at you, you can shoot him. Well, this wasn't swinging a hatchet. This was hitting him at high acceleration with the SUV. So that's what you get. And, I mean, you look at her, just they think they're heroes. She's a poet. She's out there battling Nazis. No, lady. All these other countries have borders. All these other countries deport people. We've been overrun by your Communist Party that they have the illegals to create the new apportionment. 18 new seats already in the House with the fraud in just the last few years. The Democrats admit it's the plan to never lose an election again. We're fighting for the very existence of the country, bozo. Everybody wants to get in this country because it's better than the others on average. And it's because we were a freer, open capitalist system, something you don't understand, bozo. And you're dead now, and you got yourself killed. And I'm surprised this didn't happen earlier. I was just thought it was a miracle. And then you notice TDA gang members tried to ram last night in Portland, Oregon. And every time ICE puts out a report, the media says it's not true, comes out later, everything they said is now coming out to be true. Both TDA, both illegal, both, you know, rap sheets. And they tried to run them over, so they shot them. And now they're spazzing out about that. You got everybody ready to attack federal officers. You got everybody ready to kill. Got everybody running around saying, we're going to kill you. You got giant rallies in Portland and Seattle and New York and Chicago saying, we're going to kill. We're going to hang Kristi Noem. The only good ICE is dead ICE. Burn them. Kill them. Kill them all. Kill them all. I'm going to play the clips. You got tens of thousands of people gathering saying, kill, 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 calling yourselves warriors with your vehicles. And now all of them, I mean, I've got hundreds of videos last week. Ah, we got guns. And I told you this years ago when Trump first got elected, I go to the big shooting ranges here in town, and they're like, you go, there's like all this purple hair, green hair, can't tell if it's a man or woman. And they're like, yeah, our biggest customers now are the left. They're all buying guns for the Civil War. So now they finally want to get guns. They finally understand self-defense, but they want it to kill. And everyday videos of them ramming cars and blocking in ICE. And they start screaming in the parking lot, I've got an ICE! I've got an ICE! And other men and women join and block them in. I've got them! I've got them! Help me! I've got the criminals! And the local police won't come and help and won't charge them. And when the feds do charge them occasionally, the DAs let them go and say, good job. That's communism. So they can commit their crimes against us. Okay, play New York, a few clips of New York. Kill them all, burn them all. Only good ICE is dead ICE. Kristi Noem will hang. Save a life, kill an ICE. This is the mainline Democrat Party now, okay? They've been in the election for a long time, but now they're externalizing it. They believe this is their big move. And then just segue into these clips of these folks saying, kill, 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 with their guns. We're coming to kill. Here it is.
Oh,
Bombs kill ice. I know people on the internet can see this, and on FM, sometimes AM stations, it'll be a little muddy. Shot 10,000. That crowd is as big as every ICE enforcement officer they got. You understand the underdog situation here for ICE. Civilization, everything would melt down. The nuclear reactors, everything. None of these people work. They all just lie around all day.
I dedicate that one to Renee Good. When I say Renee Nicole Good, you say presente. Renee Nicole Good. Renee Nicole Good.
Notice a conservative or populist speech is credible oratory, information, facts, speakers. With them, it's always chanting because it's a Jim Jones cult.
It's for members of marginalized communities.
Thank you.
Are forgotten.
Thank you. Fucking
hell. Yeah, they get like three times the money veterans get. Poor, poor disadvantaged groups.
The highest honor a white person can achieve. Race traitor.
Yeah, those white people are bad. Gotta get them. But the mayor says they're taking houses from white people in New York.
Bestowed the honor of accomplice. We're not good.
All right, this goes on forever. We've posted the videos. There's an article on InfoWars where they go into it, and you already heard it. Kill ICE, kill everybody, burn them, murder them, kill them all. In the interest of time, we've got a bunch of guests and other news to get to. Just start going to a small selection of them with their guns saying, we're coming to kill you. Here it is.
Dear ICE, here's a message from your friendly neighborhood leftist. Not all of us are going to stop at snowballs in the future. So maybe think twice before you just start randomly shooting into
vehicles.
Pause,
back it up again. But from the start, you've not been doing snowballs. Dozens of random white people in the last 5 years for driving trucks have been shot in the head by Antifa and killed. People that go to prayer vigils in cities get followed to the parking garage and shot in the back and killed. You burn down cities. You're not just throwing snowballs. You're throwing blocks of ice hitting our reporter yesterday, Nick Sordor, in the head repeatedly, and the police wouldn't come and help for simply being there reporting, not even talking there in Minneapolis. And then he noticed, he says, oh, and I know how to shoot, unlike ICE. No, he rammed her with a car. He bounced off the hood, and he shot her with a triple tap with precision. So he then even says, oh, I know how to aim. And when he's shooting his M4, he looks like he's scared of it when it's recoiling, which has no recoil, by the way. I mean, I'm not claiming I'm the best shot, but I'm the top 2% or so. You've seen me shoot. Handgun, 100 yards, every time, 4-inch target. Bam, 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 bam. 300 yards, right in the bullseye, with an M4. I'm just saying, this guy is such a joke. And my shooting compared to these guys that I've been seeing shoot, and I'm like an amateur. So, again, he's like trying to demoralize. Oh, you don't know how to shoot. Give me a break. Let's go back to the scumbag.
Dear ICE, here's a message from your friendly neighborhood leftist. Not all of us are going to stop at snowballs in the future. So maybe think twice before you just start randomly shooting into vehicles.
This guy is such a piece of filth. So all you got to do is get his hard drive, folks. He's one person.
And some of us aren't just going to randomly fire into things. Some of us actually know how to aim.
So, you don't have to take my advice if you don't want to. But I'm pretty sure we're going to hit a tipping point pretty soon. And if you guys don't reconsider your tactics, you're going to start going home in body bags. Or Ziploc bags. I really don't give a shit either way.
Hey, if you're
Back it up. Let's do that next clip. So at 50 yards, he's shooting bullseye and thinks that's impressive. Do it at 1,000, punk. The point is that this guy is spoiling for a war. And if we don't get control of the Justice Department and people like that, that's terrorism. Threatening violence or carrying out violence for a political aim, that's terrorism. That guy is a terrorist. Go to the next scumbag. Go back to the last scumbag.
Hey, if you're an ICE agent, this might be a good time to kiss your spouse and kids goodbye, because you know what? You might not be coming home tomorrow. Gladly. And your family will be better off for it.
Listen, ICE, if you show up in my neighborhood in the same way that you're unaliving American citizens who pose no threat and abducting people without due process, I will do the same to you. I encourage everyone who sees this video to bear arms and practice your Second Amendment right. It's time to fight fire with fire. Let these f***ers know who has the power.
ICE is willing to take you out, but are you willing to take them out? Y'all seen what happened in Minneapolis with that woman protesting ICE? She got took out today. But are you going to take out an ICE officer? That's the question we should be asking ourselves. Not, oh, we got to get rid of ICE. Yes, we do need to get rid of ICE. But we need to take them out as well. So, ICE gonna take you out, but are you willing to take ICE out?
Very simply, detectives walked into a horror movie come to life the other night, guys. This is an
All right, this is a different clip. We got some clips mixed up here. I was told that was 57. The headline is, liberals are now making threats. That was a liberal grave robbing. That's a separate thing for Satanism. We'll get to that later. Liberals are now making threats against ICE after yesterday's incident in Minnesota. These are the people that claim that we're being aggressive, but they know exactly what they are doing, ladies and gentlemen. And then we've got, you know, this woman doxing, showing where he lives, all the rest of it. It's just unbelievable. So here's the correct clip.
Ain't it fun?
Cut it out with their cussing. Say, we're going to kill you. We're going to kill your family.
Hey, everybody on the sidewalk across the street. I just want to make sure you are aware of the risks you're taking on right now. We are not allowed to be on that side of the street. If you want to be there, that is your prerogative, but you can be arrested for being over there. They will unleash pepper spray on you.
You guys think that Donald Trump, like, actually cares about you? Like anyone at this point that is defending this shit. I swear, like, they just murdered a woman in cold blood. How I just left. It If you think that you are an outlier and that he cares about you and that Donald Trump's administration cares about you, he does, like, that you, they will kill anyone in cold blood. These are murderous, horrible, horrible f***ing people that this administration is an extension of and is not an extension of, just downright implementing.
And these are the women running around attacking ICE, blocking their cars, doing all of it. You got Jasmine Crockett saying that Charlie Kirk's premeditated assassination murder is the same as a woman trying to run over and hitting an ICE officer. Two totally different things. She's attacked him with a deadly weapon. She equates that with Charlie Kirk. And she says, you saw how we dealt with Charlie Kirk. We were sad he got killed. No, you celebrated it. She even herself ran her mouth against him and made jokes about it. Now she's like, we were nice about Charlie Kirk. So not only do they lie and say it's the same thing as this, in Minnesota, she lies and says we were nice. Then we have the Chicago police chief actually telling the truth and explaining, you don't want to go ram cars, you don't want to run people over with cars, you're going to get killed. So let's play those two clips back to back.
He was shot in her head and y'all are pretending like nothing happened. I remember when Charlie Kirk got killed. Do you? Do you remember what our response was? Our response wasn't to sit there and pretend like it was okay. Is it okay because you have a badge? Because the last time I checked, allegedly no one is above the law. Can y'all not just have a little bit of courage and humanity? I am asking if there is anyone that will stand for the very people that elected us and sent us to Congress.
Let me make this clear. Federal agents, ICE, HSI, are officers. They are agents of law enforcement. If you box them in with vehicles, it is reasonable for them to believe that they are being ambushed and that this could end in a deadly situation. And it's reasonable for them to use force based on those conditions. Do not box in any law enforcement officer. You are breaking the law when you do that. And you are putting yourself in danger. Following law enforcement agents around. The question is why? What do you plan on doing? It's also reasonable for them to believe that you're eventually going to do harm to them. If you ram any vehicle, especially that one that contains law enforcement agents, and that's any law enforcement, local, state, federal, county, and you do this intentionally, this is considered deadly force. Deadly force is anything that can cause great bodily harm or death. When you plow into a vehicle that contains law enforcement agents, you're using deadly force. And they can use deadly force in response to stop you. We need to be clear about these laws. We cannot become a society where we just decide to take everything in our own hands and start to commit crimes against law enforcement. It is a crime. You may not like what they're doing. I can understand that there's a lot of emotions out there, but that does not mean that you get to commit a crime, especially one that could lead to deadly force.
Now, let me explain that. A SUV that she had was 3,000 pounds. She was in the Antifa group. That's all public. She said she was going to confront them. She was blocking them, then she tried to kill one of them, tried to run them over. That's a lot more deadly than this big old dagger right here. By the way, these aren't for sale yet. They sold out. Everybody wanted them. These will be for sale next week. This is a World War II modern style remake with the pinup girl on it and the rest of it. If I'm coming at you with this, I'm coming at you with this and trying to stab you with it, do you have a right to defend yourself? Yes, you do. What if I actually stab you in the side like she did with the car? Now, you're not just trying to kill me with a deadly weapon. You're actually assaulting me. You're actually connecting. And they just think you're stupid, folks. They sent them out there to do this. They said they wanted provocations. I haven't even gotten to the documents, the Democrat Party talking points that we have that are public that have even been in mainstream news. That's where we're at. We're going to go to break. We have a new sale. It only runs through Sunday evening at midnight. And you want to take advantage of this. We private labeled, because listeners requested this, the very best bovine colostrum you can get. That's the first 2 weeks of milk of any mammal. Isn't regular milk. It's all the nutrients. It's all the super boosting compounds that do incredible things for your hair, for your skin, for your heart, for your brain, for everything. And our bovine colostrum is the strongest, highest rated from a private label we were able to do. That we don't reinvent the wheel. We just go out and find out whatever's the best. They let us private label it. It's got two other concentrated herbs in it that supercharge it. 2,000 milligrams per little scoop. It is amazing. Starting now through the weekend, when you purchase a tub of bovine colostrum, you get a second one free in Sunday, January 11th at midnight. We just got a new shipment in. The guys at Bigley didn't want me to run the deal until I'm doing it anyways because I don't care. I want you to try it and see how great it is. Nature's first superfood rich in immunoglobulins. Supports gut health and digestion, repairs gut lining, and aids in nutrient absorption, strengthens immune defense, provides natural immune compounds and balanced immune response, supports recovery, promotes tissue repair and resilience, enhances stress response. Ingredients like ashwagandha on top of it are amazing. Every purchase on the AlexJonesStore.com gets you 50x entries for only a few days left to win our crossover giveaway. You can win a Ford Raptor plus Super Truck, plus $10,000 cash and a Ford F-250 diesel, plus $2,000 cash. This is a little weak crossover where you get put in for both sweepstakes and the $20,000 in cash. Don't miss this offer in Sunday, January 11th. The coordinates of this amazing deal are thealexjonesstore.com. Thank you so much. We'll be right back with hour number two. So I'm not giving up. I'm not going away. If they shut us down, I got the Alex Jones Network. I don't know, and I'm going over there. You financed it. You paid for it with your support. I'm just telling you, here's the weird paradox. I thought we'd be shut down last year. I thought we'd be shut down 2 months ago. The receiver won't let us order new product over at Infowars.com. So we're in this paradox now where we're winning, and now they're like, well, you'll actually be open in the middle of next year now and all this stuff, and there's no money because people believe it was going to shut down. Plus, there's no product. But I convinced the receiver. I said, can we at least make fundraising posters, which are very low cost, have a high markup, people know it's an investment, to keep us on the air? Can I do that? I said, yeah, you can do that. I can just tell you, we need your support right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Three posters I designed, two I designed, Rob designed the other one. Defend the West, famous Crusader King, make no peace with evil, same Crusader King, and then do like that still image of me, and it is the bestseller. It's I've only begun to fight John Paul Jones, and it's InfoWars 1997 to 2026. And yeah, you can buy unsigned for $25, big posters, glossy in a tube, or you get them for $100. You're like, God, that's huge markup. Yeah, it's a fundraiser. Like when commies give NPR $200 for a ball cap, costs $15. That's the whole point. We're actually winning right now. I don't want to count chickens before they're hatched. It's not the Democrats. It's not the DOJ holdovers. They're going to shut us down. If you don't go get these posters, and you don't support us, and I'm not bitching at you, I'm just telling you, I'm not saying you got to do it, then you'll be the ones that shut us down. This is a marathon, so please support us, InfoWarsStore.com. I need the money right now. It's like in Star Trek Wrath of Khan. He goes, I need warp speed in 3 minutes, we're all dead.
Scotty, I need warp speed in 3 minutes or we're all dead.
And you guys have got us out of this over and over and over again. And me, I'm not giving up. We need to keep pushing because we've got their ass.